Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our couch for our little program here. Okay, so this is going to be a big week for you in Lenox, an eventful week. So, Sly Park is a tiny little town about a little over an hour east of where we live in West Sacramento. It's out there, it's the lawless, borderless tribal region of Placerville, thereabouts, in the hinterlands, up in the mountains. And for decades, various schools in Sacramento send kids up there for a week for sleepaway camp. You've done this, honey. You did this as a sixth grade gal. Do you have any memories? What do you think about when you think about Sly Park?
It was a lot of fun. We went on hikes and we roasted marshmallows. It was snowing when I was there as a kid. That was cool. I remember I put my chapstick in on the ledge of the window right next to my bed, and overnight it froze. It was really cold when we were there. A skunk like shot its skunk spray underneath one of the cabins.
Ew.
So we a couple of the cabins had to evacuate, and that was a big ordeal. I definitely remember that.
Oh dear. And now things have come full circle, the circle of life. Lennox is headed to Sly Park for a week long camping trip. It's not really camping, there's cabins, right? And there's bathrooms, there's a kitchen. But it's more like a getaway, adventure kind of deal. So you are going to be a chaperone slash counselor. What made you, no offense, honey, and I love you to death, but you're not exactly Miss PTA. You're not the PTA president. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to go up there and leave me and Luna and Frankie alone?
I like to go when I can. I like to volunteer to go on field trips.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not super involved on
Right.
the school. I don't volunteer and do things very often. And nothing much has happened since COVID. It's been a really long time. But I feel like the school needs chaperones. They need people to volunteer.
They've been begging for months. Like, we don't have enough people. We need more parents. We need volunteers to step up.
And I'm in a position where I was able to take the week off work. You and Luna got this. You can handle things while I'm gone. And I also just thought it would be a lot of fun.
I want you to go, and this is going to be something that you and Lennox are going to remember and talk about for the rest of your lives. But at the same time, I'm like, my woman, this is the longest been apart since we got married. So I'll take a breath. You see, you've done the little field trips when they were younger, but that's like during the day. That's a couple hours. This sleepaway camp is wild to me. Like when I was a kid in San Diego, I remember third grade, we did Balboa Park, and it was a week long, but we took a bus down every day, and then there's a bunch of museums and stuff in Balboa Park, and then we would stay the day in Balboa Park, and then we would come back. So doing like a school-sponsored sleepaway deal is blows my mind. And I've done sleepaway camps. I did one with my church. I did one with the YMCA way back in the day. But this is quite the commitment. I'm flummoxed at why you're doing this, but at the same time, I'm all for it. But at the same time, I'm like, no, don't leave me. Who's gonna cook my dinner, honey?
It is going to be a trial for us, a test of our love.
Lennox has been wavering back and forth about whether he wants you there because you're cringe, but you're not in the same cabin. It's separated by sex, boys and girls, different cabins. You're a chaperone of 11 girls,
13 girls
13 girls,
and
and
me, one adult.
and other cabins have two adults.
One other cabin has two adults,
Oh, okay.
yes.
But it's you versus 13 girls in a battle for supremacy. First off, so you had to get a badge shot. Well, you had to get a badge,
Had
and
to
then
go through long process to be a volunteer for the school district.
Yeah, fingerprint scanning,
TB test, filling out some paperwork. It was a process.
Yeah, and then they needed to take your picture for your badge, and you sent them a glamour shot. Is that correct?
They allowed you to send in a selfie, so I sent my best selfie I ever had.
Yeah. Well, they said, send us a picture or we'll take one for you. But you know that was going to be the worst picture
ever.
Oh,
gosh.
Bad camera. Yeah. Bad background. But you do have a glamour shot, just like your DMV license, right?
Yeah.
Like you took the day off. You did your makeup. You did your hair. And your DMV picture is top five.
Oh, yeah.
Like driver's license pictures of all time. What if there's an emergency? Did they teach you CPR?
I have no training. I have no expertise. Oh, dear. I don't know CPR. I'm not going to be any help if anything serious goes down.
But there are experts there or something.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not supposed to do anything medical. They're like, don't even try. Stay back.
Yeah.
Basically, I just have to get the girls awake in the morning and to bed at night. Mm. And eat your dinner, eat your lunch. Wow. I don't have to do anything that involves a lot of expertise.
You ain't my mama. the kids are headed up there on the bus. You could go on the bus, but you decided to drive up there.
Yeah.
Talk about the showering sitch, because they do have bathrooms, they do have running water. But time is limited.
Yeah, that's another one of my duties is the shower schedule. Each kid is only allowed 5 minutes per shower.
Okay.
One shower per day.
Okay. And there's a small window, right? It's either morning or evening.
Yeah, there's not a lot of time.
That's my worst fear as a teenager.
And it said in my little booklet of instructions, the kids in line can hold a kitchen timer to time the person in the shower. So we're all helping out here.
You're going to be like those cooking reality competition shows. 30 seconds. What about songs? You were given explicit instructions to lead kids in singing and stuff.
I don't have any details, and I'm scared and curious about this, but there's time set aside after every meal for practicing your cabin song.
Okay.
Whatever that means. I may never march in the cavalry.
See, that's if you want to go PG. You want to go PG-13, I suggest Sir Mix-a-Lot. Little in the middle, but yeah, Mux back. And then if you want to go R, I suggest WHAP. And then if you want to go harder than R, I suggest Two Live Crew, as nasty as they want to be. NC-17, if you will. The lights out process. There's going to be kids who want to stay up and chat.
No.
Maybe read.
No.
Well, what time is lights out?
Lights out is...
What are you going to do when people misbehave, darling?
Lights out is 9:30. Okay. And there's not supposed to be any talking whatsoever. That lights out. I'm hoping they're so tired from the activities of the day that they just pass out.
Are you going to start chastising? Sarah, stop talking to Amanda. Because part of sleepaway camp is chit-chatting in the dark and laughing,
right?
And kind of being...
It is.
Being silly. So what are you going to do if you have people who are... You're going to call a real chaperone?
But you know what? I'm just going to let them talk.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're pretty quiet,
yeah,
like just quiet talking, that's okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm in over my head.
What activities are you planning? Have they given you any ideas? Have you been on the Google?
There is some hikes that will be done.
Okay.
There's some like learning about nature type of classes and things the kids go to. I don't really know. I'm going to be surprised.
No electronics are allowed for the kids.
That's right.
This has been Lennox's biggest issue. He constantly says he wants to sneak in a Switch, his phone, Xbox, on and on. But you're allowed electronics
I am, phone. But I'm not supposed to use my phone in front of the kids because it will trigger homelessness.
Right.
Homelessness.
Homelessness. Wow.
And a oop.
It will trigger homesickness if the kids see me using my phone.
Okay.
But I am bringing it. I'm not going to be on it a lot, but I want to text you and Luna and check in at least once or twice a day.
Yeah. You thought of, so the kids won't have phones theoretically, although are they going to pat them down?
Yes.
Are they going to search them? Is it going to be like the TSA x-ray kind of deal? Like put your hands up and then the thing goes around your body?
They better. Because that's part of the whole experience.
I know.
Yeah. So.
They won't. They say don't bring food.
Yeah, don't bring snacks either.
And Lennox is like, why not? Or if I bring a granola bar in my pocket.
They don't want any food. They're very strict about it because there's so many critters and animals. They don't want anything infesting the cabins. So they're very strict about that.
Yeah. So the kids don't have phones, a.k.a. they don't have their cameras. You came up with the idea of getting Len a disposable camera, like those Fuji Pics, the green boxes that we all used to carry around.
Oh, those were so fun.
Yeah. And they're still available. They're $15 each. But I thought, I think it'd be interesting to see what Lennox would take pictures of. But film and pressing a click and it's a new experience. And then we got to pay to develop all these. So how many? There's 36 pictures in a roll, or is it 24?
I think it's less. Yeah, I think it's around 24.
Okay. So if he has 23 bad pictures and one good picture, I don't want to. But there will be pictures being taken continuously, and there's a Google Photos link
that
will be constantly updated. So keep an eye on that.
Yeah. I'll snap a few shots on my phone too.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be. Are you worried about being cringe or embarrassing to Len?
And not in front of Len, just in general.
Yeah. Yeah. What about, how are you going to learn 13 names in 48 hours?
How am I going to do that? I'm supposed to call the kids by their names.
Yeah.
But I do feel like watching Below Deck has prepared me a lot for this because the crew on Below Deck, when they get a new party in for a charter, they learn everybody's name, everybody's preferences.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to try to channel that knowledge.
You need a preference sheet, young lady.
I need to hang it up on the wall, everybody's name.
Yes, all their dietary restrictions. what about food? Because they do, it's, I assume it's cafeteria style.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember being good?
I have no memory. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. What about conflicts? Two girls get into it. Sarah and Amanda were laughing it up the night before. If they start having disagreements, if it turns into Baddies West, what are you going to do, honey? Are you going to intervene? Are you going
to? It's bound to happen. Yeah. A bunch of girls together for the week.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the school teachers right away. Get over here.
What if it's not quick enough? I hope they don't start throwing hands, if you know what I'm saying. Do you have any experience in conflict resolution?
No, not really.
You separate. And then I've seen many reality shows.
Okay.
You separate them and have the producer talk to one girl. And you talk to the other. And then you tell the instigator, you say, we got you a hotel for tonight. So there's a car here to pick you up. What about rallying the troops, honey? It's time to pee. Do you have your water bottles? We're going in 5 minutes. I mean, you do this all the time with Lennox, Lennox and Luna, but this is a bigger scale and you don't know these kids.
Yeah.
Are you worried about that?
Yes.
How are you going to handle that?
I'm just going to yell a lot.
Oh, no, darling.
Just kidding. I don't
know what to say. You're going to try.
I'm going to try my best.
Yeah.
Pray for me.
Yeah. Well, the handbook they gave you and the instructions was just gargantuan.
It was really long and detailed. And I don't know how to remember all of that. I'm just, you know what? I'm going to be kind of hands off. Like, you do you, girls.
Laissez-faire.
If you get it, if you get there, you get there. If you're late, you're late.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try my best.
I say throw that handbook into the trash and be like, I'm here. I was one of the few parents who stepped up and volunteered. I don't have to do anything. There's no lights out. You can have your electronics. I'm not going to be the enforcer. I'm not going to be mean. I'm going to be the cool chaperone.
I'm going to go to the cafeteria. They serve coffee, tea, and hot chocolate all day long.
Right.
For adults only.
Right.
I'm going to grab my mug.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in the sun and put my feet up.
Yeah.
And enjoy nature.
You got a book? Are you bringing your Kindle?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Good. Good. yeah. I want you to like make friends with the kids. I want you to make friends with the other parents. You know a couple of the teachers already. Again, I want you to go, and I think this is fantastic. I'm going to miss you like crazy. From my perspective, Luna's still in school this week, so I'm first point of contact if she gets sick or if there's a lockdown, which there was a week ago or whatever. We still haven't gotten that story, right?
We've gotten a few different stories of what happened at the lockdown.
Yeah, and it didn't last long and wasn't a big deal, or it was. We don't know. But so you're usually, if she feels sick or whatever, you're usually first point of contact for her, and you head back and you pick her up and sign her out and everything. But that's me. I told my boss, and he's completely cool with it. He understands. And I'm taking Luna to school / Starbucks in the morning, and then Taco Bell every night for the Luna. I won't be eating Taco Bell, but I don't want to cook, and I don't want to disappoint her. And she likes the bean, cheese, and rice burrito, and it costs $1.79 each. And I get three of them under $6. She's fed. She's happy. I'm going to be chilling. You're going to come down, or you're coming back on Friday. You're going to be musty. I'm ready for you, darling. I assume you guys are going to just get home, throw everything into the washer.
We're going to have so much laundry.
And a shower, scrub a rub a dub dub.
Yes, sir.
All your nooks and crannies. You're not letting me watch Below Deck this week.
Yeah, you cannot watch a new episode without me.
Okay.
We'll watch it Friday night.
Okay. I will, every night this week, I will just watch the 1985 classic action Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Commando, which we watched the other night, which is one of the great unsung hidden gems of Arnold Schwarzenegger's filmography.
It was really fun.
It's great.
That was my first viewing, and it was really good.
Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, I mean, the opening scene, he has a huge log on his shoulder that he's holding with the one arm. And then in his other arm, he's got a chainsaw, and he's just walking in steel-toed boots. Picture of masculinity. I don't think Frankie will miss you. I wonder if he'll even
know. No. As long as his food bowl is filled. He doesn't notice anything.
That's just heartbreaking. So good luck, honey.
Thank you. I hope I don't call you crying Monday night.
Oh, dear.
I can't take it, honey.
Me and Luna will be like, I'll be out of Commando on the TV. Luna will be filled with Taco Bell. I'll be like, oh, sounds horrible, honey. When are you coming home? But yeah, this is going to be. It's going to be great, and I'm going to miss you.
It's going to be an adventure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay, are we done, honey?
Yep.
Okay, we're done. Thank you for tuning in.
And oop.
Alrighty, well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for Fuji Disposable Cameras. We don't have a promo code for Fuji Disposable Cameras. I was trying to think, how much did they cost 20 years ago?
Oh.
I don't think they were $15.
No, and you know what? Even, like, forget inflation and all that, they had to be pretty affordable because we used them and bought them so often.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
Yeah. So they must have been pretty cheap even then.
Yeah. The Fujis were a couple bucks cheaper than the yellow Kodak ones.
Ah.
And then you had to develop it, the film roll.
It was not expensive to do all of that.
Right. Yeah, because we did it so much.
So much, right.
And 22 pictures would be terrible. What happened here? What's this? Why is my finger in that? Is that a close-up of a coat or something? But yeah. Do you miss that?
I do.
That process?
I do. Yeah. I do. You know when you got your pictures back and you couldn't wait to see what they look like.
So exciting. So exciting.
You could get the single or the double prints.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To share with friends.
Oh, yeah. And then they gave you the negatives in there.
Yeah.
And just like when you went back and the wherever you developed them, CVS employee would kind of thumb through the F's for Fisher. And be like, oh, here you go. I remember being so excited, like looking at the pictures while I was driving home. Like, oh, I like this picture. But majority of them were crappy. I mean, the system is quote unquote better now. But it was a moment.
It was great fun. I do miss that. Where were we? We don't have a promo code for Fuji disposable cameras.
Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may be feeding Luna a total of 12 bean cheese and rice burritos this week, but I'm still a good person and we're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. I hope you have a wonderful day/night. Bye-bye.